21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door.
All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat.
It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend.
Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes,
or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
Lose weight and feel great.
Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
The signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
I would never bet my family's home, but I didn't realize not having flood insurance could be like gambling it away.
Not buying flood insurance is taking a chance with your home and belongings. Flooding can happen anywhere it rains and where you least expect it. You might think you are covered for flood damage, but traditional homeowners and renters insurance don't cover flooding.
I'm not going to take a chance with my home.
Visit knowyourzone.org to determine your risk.
This is a service of Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District. Know Your Zone.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
With Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu, any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hi there, Frank Opinion, taking a day off. Thanks to Scott Sherman for sitting in today. But I still am here through the magic of digital recording technology to remind you that I'd love for you to consider changing where you do your banking. Unless you're a First Community Credit Union member, then for goodness sakes, of course, don't change. Stay right where you are. We have you right where we want you, and I'm sure where you want to be, and you're glad you are. Because the people I talk to who do change where they do their banking, which they didn't think would be a big deal, and how much difference could there be? Well, wait till you change. Wait till you become a member, and you'll see. You'll see. You'll see that the rates are competitive, the people are wonderful, and the stability and security is there because it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 42 locations, and I'm inviting you to join us and do all your banking there. It's not that big a deal. It's just not. You go to your bank, you close your accounts, and you come in and you open new accounts at First Community. And boy, will they welcome you and be glad to have you. And you'll be glad you did it. Fresh popcorn at all locations. It's really good popcorn, and it's free to the members. And even if you're not a member and you're thinking about it, tell them we said it was okay to have some. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpest in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download their STL Taxi app. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing good. Great. Hey, Bill, I understand you gave a speech today.
well, I don't necessarily know that I would call it a speech. I do.
You spoke.
Today I was at the. Yes, I spoke. I was at the Lutheran Church of Webster Gardens today. They actually asked me there over the winter, and there was ended up being an ice storm or something on the day I was scheduled. So they asked if I would come back, and I said, "Yeah, absolutely." And
Were you preaching?
What?
Were you preaching?
Yes, it was a revival.
And all right.
Telling them all.
No, these things are fun because I sit down on a stool and I just start telling stories. And there's no script, there's no whatever, and it's just kind of whatever pops in my head. And I jokingly told the audience today, I said, I today will hear my speech for the first time, just like you guys are going to hear it for the first time. And so it's kind of fun bantering. No, And so it's fun. You kind of banter back and forth with people, and I ask them, where have you been recently? Do you have any fun trips coming up? And then, people will say, hey, I'm going here. Do you have any advice or things that I should check out or this and that? And so it's really more of a conversation, a little back and forth than it is
Q&A.
Standing up there.
Well, that's cool.
Well, a little bit of Q&A, but I share some stories. I talk about traveling around the country. I talk about getting to take some trips with my dad, and I hope and pray he's not listening, but I'm very fortunate that I get to do that. A lot of people don't have that ability to travel with their dad.
Hey, Tim Weiland can't even get to a hockey game.
Yeah, we're trying to get Tim Weiland to a hockey game tomorrow night, but...
Why can't he get to a hockey game?
We're trying to get him somebody to take him along as a plus one.
He wasn't invited to the Cardinal luncheon, so we're trying to get him to a hockey game tomorrow night.
I gotcha. It's great fun, and I would really say I'm available for hire. I don't usually hire myself out, but it's fun once in a while to speak to groups and get to sort of promote my site and my radio shows. And
it's almost commencement season.
Yeah, we need to get you out doing some motivational speaking and some other stuff too.
Yeah.
Well, somebody asked me yesterday if I'm a motivational speaker. I don't know that I'm motivational, but I hope at least I inspire people. We had back in the summer when we did the Johnny Londoff thing, went out there. Remember Frank was out there, and we did that. And I had three or four people came up to me, and they said that they have heard me talk about Bill on the Road and traveling, and that I had inspired them to take some trips. One guy actually said, I had never been to the Grand Canyon, and I heard your report from the Grand Canyon, and as soon as I heard it, I immediately started planning a trip to the Grand Canyon. So
there you go.
I think these are useful.
Outstanding. So, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So.
And now
here's the
jokes.
Bad news. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And now the jokes.
Well, here's the bad news. I don't have any jokes for you today.
Oh.
I apologize. I completely forgot. I've been running around getting ready for my next trip, and I totally forgot. I'm going to tell you another thing. I am so sick and tired of politics. And I'm so tired now of bad news. I look for different things to talk about. Everything is, all the news is just political crap. And I'm so freaking tired of it.
It is. Every time you turn on everything is about politics.
And I try my best. I hope folks understand that. I try my best when I do these things to make fun of everybody. I try not to pick sides. I always try to make fun of everybody. But I'm tired of hearing myself tell jokes about Hillary Clinton or her pantsuits or Donald Trump or all this and that. I feel it's like complete overload. Am I alone on this?
And
no, no, absolutely not. We're tired of all of it.
We're tired. We're sick up and fed, and we're not going to take it anymore.
I want you to go to the window right now, and I want you to say, I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
You can say hell.
I can't.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, I just say I'm sick up and fed.
So where are you going soon, sir?
Oh my gosh! I was just telling Dan some cool things. I think now, usually when I work with different cities, they will set things up for me. They basically give me a list of things. Like, here's some ideas. What do you think? And we kind of find different things that I want to talk about. But I'm going to Wilson County, Tennessee, which I never heard anybody call it Wilson County, Tennessee.
You're just down in Tennessee.
Like about 40 minutes outside of Nashville, on my way to Georgia and then down to Florida, but. I'm having dinner next week with the guy, there were 10 founders of Cracker Barrel, okay? 10 people that invested in Cracker Barrel and founded Cracker Barrel. And I'm having dinner next week, I think it's next Wednesday, with one of these people. And so to learn about how they started Cracker Barrel, and I freaking love Cracker Barrel. I don't know if you guys ever go there. It's one of my favorite places.
Yep.
And so I think it'll be interesting to find out kind of how all that came about. And I was telling Dan, I'm sure.
Hopefully the food will be good. Ask him what cracker really means.
Yeah. I'll tell him.
Barrel.
Said that.
Yeah,
So doing that, and then I was telling also Dan, the this is kind of cool. I'm having a meeting or doing an interview and hanging out with Otis Redding's daughter. They have a big museum down in Macon, Georgia.
Love Otis Redding. Yeah, her name's Helen Redding.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no. Wow. Even when there's no jokes, the jokes somehow find themselves. And one thing I am really excited about, I'm going to Atlanta, and there's a museum.
The strip club?
And I believe it's called the, I think it's called the Center for Puppetry Arts or something like that. But Jim Henson's family has donated all of the original Muppets to this museum. I am a huge Muppet fan. Judge me all you want. I don't care.
There's no judging going on here.
He was a genius, and I loved the Muppet Show back in the 80s, and even the new Muppets are kind of fun to watch, but they have all of the original Muppets. I think that's going to be pretty cool to get to see them.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic. I love the Otis Redding connection.
Bring us back a Hee-Haw
Muppet
DVD from the Cracker Barrel guy's house.
When's the next gubernatorial election in Tennessee? You've been down there enough that I think you should set up stakes. Maybe the governor.
It happens that I've been going through there quite a lot, but it's on my way to other places. But I love Tennessee. I want to move to Tennessee.
Well, we have a theme song for your campaign.
Okay, let's hear it. This is Kermit the Frog.
It is.
The real Kermit the Frog. Not the fake imitation puppet.
The
real
one that had the hand up its butt.
The real puppet.
Songs about rainbows.
You know what? I actually love this song.
It's a great song.
I know.
Cleveland in 18.
Rainbows.
The end of the rainbow.
Illusions. On that note, I will say from downtown St. Louis, on Cleveland on 55 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Safe travels.
There we go.
The Kermit the Frog Museum. They don't just let everybody go there.
No.
They let everybody with $5 go there.
I think it was Kermit the Frog.
I'm sure he'll get behind the curtain, though. You know, that behind that puppeteer.
He gets that hand curtain stuck up that Fozzie Bear.
Yes.
You never know what's going to happen.
Whoa, Nelly. Whoa, was that a Fozzie Bear?
Bill! I didn't know you cared.
What in the world? That was kind of like a Pee Wee Herman with his voice changed.
No Mark Zinn. All right, do we have stories for the Playhouse? Wasn't there music for the Playhouse? All right.
Are you doing Sherman's Playhouse? Is that what you're doing?
The Pee Wee Sherman's. I have one. May I lead off this?
Since neither one of us have anything.
It's no Jim Henson's museum. But Donald Trump, I know we're sick of this thing. Well, you'll be sick of it after this story. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Dan, weren't you the one that said, is he more famous than Kasich?
Oh, no. Donald Trump?
No, his campaign manager.
Oh.
Corey Lewandowski will not be charged.
Oh, for grabbing that reporter's arm?
For grabbing a hold of Michelle Fields at the Florida Republican debate back in Palm Beach a few weeks ago.
She wasn't a reporter, was she? She was just somebody.
She was some kind of blogger reporter.
Oh.
And she, did anybody see this? I watched it like the Zapruder film.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? He just stepped in front of her. And I'm no huge fan of any of this circus. But there are crimes and then there are crimes. And this isn't a crime. So said Dave Ehrenberg. He's the assistant state's attorney. And they had to have a national press conference live on CNN. And I guess it was on Fox and the other stations. And then on all these press conferences, there are always sort of ancillary people that are standing around. This one only had two. But I never understood why it takes a whole bunch of people for one person to say the same thing. So, no charges against Corey Lewandowski. There never should have been. And this whole entire thing could not end soon enough.
I think it's all a cluster. Everything is a cluster. Tonight they have the debate, Hillary and Bernie. And I heard Ken Warren. I love listening to Ken Warren because he puts things in a perspective for you, because I am not political at all. But he's talking about the delegates and all this other stuff. And that's where I just get completely lost, when people are going voting and then all of a sudden you got to throw the delegate stuff in there. And
the super delegates. Sanders has,
yeah, the super delegates now. Yeah.
It has no chance of winning that thing.
And that's what,
because of the way it's laid out.
Even if he has more of the popular vote by everybody. Yeah, that's what Ken Warren said.
I don't get any of it. It just drives me crazy.
It's a waste of time. And for him, he seems like the guy who is hanging out at the house of his ex-girlfriend's parents, trying to do the laundry and cut the grass when she's getting married to another guy. What do you need? The grocery store? I'm doing it. I'll do laundry. I'll fold it. What do you want? Hot dogs? I'll get them. Meanwhile, you're not getting married to her. You're just hanging around. And what do we do with Bernie? I don't know, but the grass looks great. Meanwhile, Leslie Van Houten, does anybody know who she is?
No.
No.
Does anyone know who Charles Manson is?
Yes. Yep.
She was Charles Manson's youngest follower, at least the youngest follower that were involved in the 1969 Tate LaBianca murders. She's up for what is now her 22nd parole hearing. She has gotten a college education. She, for all intents and purposes, other than participating in the murder of Mrs. LaBianca, where she put a pillowcase over her head while someone stabbed her to death, has been a pretty good citizen. Of course, she's been in the penitentiary for most of her life, but she's trying to get out. Should she get parole? Guys, after 40,
how long has she been in?
She's really been sort of under scrutiny since the early 1970s. She's been incarcerated since about, they caught him in 1970, 45, 46 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the percentage of people that get out on parole after that long?
The percentage of Manson family members is zero. So she has the best chance. Susan Atkins died in prison in 2009. Patricia Krenwinkel and Tex Watson, and of course Charles Manson. Watson and Manson should have been executed by now.
Yeah.
That was a terrible Supreme Court decision back in the mid-1970s. They have been in, but of all of these psycho murderers, she's the most normal. 66 years old. She has zero chance of getting
out. I don't think she should be out. She assisted in a murder?
She assisted in the murder of Mrs. LaBianca. Mm-hmm. This was the night after the Sharon Tate murder. She did not participate in the Sharon Tate murder. They're all terrible. But this one, as murders go, Rosemary LaBianca's murder was gruesome. She had a pillowcase put over her head by this gal here, the Leslie Van Houten, and then somebody else came and stabbed her to death. Horrific and horrible. It's been almost 50 years. She seems like she was under Manson's control. She did something stupid. She's not going to get parole. But at this stage, I say we let her out, put a GPS on her, and see what she does. Let's give her 6 months and see if she's okay. I don't think she's going to do anything else.
Reality show.
But she got a college education, right?
She did get a college education out of it, and she's put it to very good use.
What's that?
I don't know. She's been in prison for the last 40 years.
What did she major in?
She majored in medieval English literature, which is the same as mine, and they both went to the same good use. Nothing. So there you go.
She really did major in medieval English literature?
No, but I did.
Oh, you did?
Well, that was English.
What the heck is that?
I had a double major in English and communications, and my specialty was medieval English literature. I'm supposed to be the guy that writes Game of Thrones, and I don't even watch it. Out of spite. See, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take all that old world stuff, and then you're supposed to be a screenwriter.
Yeah. No?
No, I bought a weekend radio show instead.
I don't get that.
Cattle. What else you got?
Wow. Oh, well, I got one over here. Yesterday we had a little bidet talk.
Same and, gender or different gender?
Bidets work for both people apparently, but there are different methods on how to use bidets with paper or sans paper.
Sans paper. Sans.
Well, that'd really be chafy.
Wait,
S-A-N-S. Sans paper.
I say, don't use the sans paper, on your genitals, or you have.
So there's a story about this this chef over in, I think this is over in England, and he's chef at a curry restaurant, and they found out that he was using the restroom and not using paper to clean himself afterwards, but using his hands. And then the health department, the hygiene inspectors came in and they found brown fingerprints in the kitchen. So it looks like they have shut the chef down from, and he's claiming this is cultural reasons why.
Yes, of course.
He chooses to
to all my
use
patrons,
that way too. Yes.
The bad news is there are brown stain fingerprints in the kitchen. The good news is all of you are getting gift cards.
Mm-hmm. But the food tastes like crap.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
What was his name? What was the chef on Seinfeld?
Poppy.
Poppy.
It was Poppy. Yeah, he came out. He came out and he goes, "Jerry, I'm going to fix you something special."
Wasn't it the duck?
Yeah.
He saw him slapping the duck around after he came out of the bathroom and not washing his hands.
Yeah.
You never want.
Jerry couldn't force himself to eat.
You never want a chef that slaps the duck at work.
No,
that's a bad.
No,
it's the worst restaurant.
With hands clean or not.
It's a good thing everyone's on their way home to dinner from work right now, Ian. So
yes.
Anything else? Do you have anything else? I have.
Go ahead.
In-N-Out Burger. Are you familiar with this? We talked a little bit about fast food places a couple of weeks ago, and In-N-Out Burger is a real popular place, but it's mainly in California and in the Southwest, like Texas.
Yeah.
Right, Dan?
Yeah.
Different than Hardee's or Carl's Jr. Very different, apparently, because Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, currently headquartered here but on their way to Nashville or something, they use racy ads to promote their hamburger chain. Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, Kate Upton.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the other ones are horrible. They used them for their ads, but not so much In-N-Out Burger, because a Los Angeles-based model, Abigail Ratchford, take my word for this. Yes.
Boing.
Oh, okay.
There you go. She's in a bikini doing her best recreation with In-N-Out Burger products of the Carl's Jr. Kate Upton ad, where she slobbers it all over the place in a bikini. But not so fast. The In-N-Out Burger people are very religious, and because of their faith, they are demanding that Miss Ratchford take her video down, or they are going to sue. Now, for everybody out there, last name is Ratchford, R-A-T-C-H-F-O-R-D. It's on YouTube if you would like to see it before the lawyers from overly sensitive, politically correct, and hyper-religious In-N-Out Burger take it down. R-A-T-C-H-F-O-R-D.
There you go.
Ratchford.
Wow.
Do you have anything else?
No, I think that's it.
That is it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Oh, one more chance.
That was Sherman's Playhouse.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you didn't throw in your copy out here.
Yes, I'm going to sweeten the pot. Tim, hang on here. Anybody out there, let's do Missouri side of the river. I'll do Illinois side of the river. If you have a speeding ticket or moving violation, I don't want people with 10 warrants. I will represent you for free. I'm not kidding. If you take Tim Weiland to the hockey game Friday, I'm begging you,
this
please.
Is tomorrow's game.
I will not play. I will not pay your fines, but I will get this adjudicated in a
loud muffler
way.
Or
we're not promising.
Ticket.
We'll give you the best legal representation that taking Tim Weiland to the hockey game can buy you. Please, 314-969-5877. And now, Tim Weiland.
I want to know where this act of kindness came from.
McDonald's, we all felt bad yesterday that you got the short end of the stick yesterday.
I didn't feel that bad, Tim, but Scott decided to throw something in.
It's an outrage.
I didn't expect anything less from you.
There are guys living in their basement writing a blog that got to eat free nachos. Why not you? At least you risk your life every day giving everybody something important, including traffic every day during baseball season on the best route to the ballpark so they can go down and spend money with the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's
like
right.
I say, in 20 minutes, we'll know if I'm going to be watching it on TV or paying somebody's parking.
No, right? I think this is going to carry over to tomorrow also.
Until Paul Harris shuts it down immediately in the first 5 minutes of his show.
I have to let you guys know I have the day off tomorrow, so Frank Ladd will be in.
Okay.
Well, you can text me.
We'll get a hold of you.
We'll keep you on speed dial.
Okay. Hey, if you're traveling on westbound, any of the westbound highways are pretty bunched up right now. On westbound 370 from Highway 270 out through the Discovery Bridge, then on westbound 70, it's going to be slow from Shreve all the way out through Highway 94, and that's slow to stop at Go Pockets and areas. Westbound 364, that's pretty heavy now from Highway 270 out past the Veterans Bridge, then westbound 40. You're still jammed up from almost the Poplar Street Bridge out through McCausland, and then from McKnight, looks like it's out through Mason, and then again from Highway 94 out through Winghaven. Now, they still have, it looks like a lot of the traffic westbound on Highway 44 where that truck crash was is thinned out. They still have the eastbound lanes down. They say that's going to be a few more hours because it was a truck with battery acid. Another truck had paint, and it spilled all over the road, and it burnt. So it's going to be a while before they have that shut down. That's eastbound 44 just east of St. Clair. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business. Business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
The weekend of April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds. That weekend is loaded with great giveaways and promotional items. Friday night, it's the Ameren Missouri Replica Busch Stadium 3 with lights. Saturday, the Adam Wainwright Bobblehead, presented by Nathan's Famous and Schnucks. Sunday, the Yadier Molina Adult Replica Home White Jersey. That's the weekend of April 15th, 16th, and 17th. The Cards and Reds and great promotional giveaways. Tickets available at Cardinals.com/promotions.
Groups it down the left field line. That's going to fall in. The kid's first big league hit. He's going to try for two. The throw, he is safe.
My first major league hit, and I'll never forget it. Fans, this is Matt Carpenter, and that hit took place at Busch Stadium 3. On Friday, April 15th, we take on the Reds. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will receive their very own replica, Busch Stadium 3, with working lights courtesy of Ameren, Missouri. That's April 15th. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com/promotions.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
You've been lied to.
lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-203-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-203-9898. 1-800-203-9898. That's 1-800-203-9898.
Okay, if you need money and you own a home, then you need to know that banks are aggressively lending again. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-214-1571. That's 1-800-214-1571. When you call, you'll reach the mortgage hotline. This is not a bank or direct lender, but a free referral service that works with dozens of lenders nationwide to help you find the best loan for your particular situation. Remodel your home, go on a vacation, consolidate your credit card bills or other debt, buy a car. The money is yours to do as you wish, or you can simply refi your existing mortgage and possibly save hundreds, even thousands of dollars per year on monthly payments. There are even plans with low or no closing costs or points. The mortgage hotline is also great for first-time home buyers. In addition, a fair credit score is not a problem, and you can get approved in as little as 48 hours. Call 1-800-214-1571. That's 1-800-214-1571. Money rates are still at historical lows, but that may not last forever. Call 1-800-214-1571 today.
Let's show the rest of the country St. Louis is a winner. Our own Kingdom House has been helping low-income families here for 114 years. Now they're competing for a $63,000 award with seven other nonprofits in other cities. But they need your help to win. Go to KingdomHouse.org to vote online. Voting ends at 3 p.m. on April 15th. It only takes a minute, but can have a lifetime of impact. Vote today at KingdomHouse.org. When they win, St. Louis wins.
There are 75 guys in my firehouse. We do 5,000 runs a year. The loud noises of the bells, the sirens, and you come home and you have a dog barking or you have your wife yelling at the kids for not putting dishes in the sink or whatever. That's okay. It's all good. I leave the craziness at work, and when I'm at home, I really enjoy having that madness in a different way.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's American Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person's going to make in their life, yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie.
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
Hi, Frank. You folks who are baby boomers, you remember when we were kids, the size of the kitchens in our houses? And I think I'm speaking for most people except maybe rich kids. Tiny. I mean, tiny. There was no center island. What was that? Nobody had that. Nobody had double sinks. We didn't have a dishwasher. Things have changed. Even the most, I guess I should say an average priced home now has a pretty nice kitchen. Kitchen is a big deal, a big part of the home. And nice bathrooms are important. If you told me as a kid, hey, someday they'll put in tubs with jets in there and the bubbles, and what are you talking about? Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is the company you want to talk to if you're considering remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Make sure the name Price is in is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. They don't care if you talk to 10 people. You know why? Because you're pretty sure they're going to win. They're going to win your trust. They're going to win your business. Because when you compare their process and what you get for the money with them, not that they're cheap. They don't work cheap. They work right. They're perfectionists. I think that's who you'll go with. That's what happened with us. Thompson Price. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with when you're going to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom. Check out their showroom. They'd love to have you come by. It's in DePere, less than half mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Mike Evans is back in the house. He is brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Best restaurant you'll find in these parts. And now, from Southern California, here's our pal, Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Come on, man. Take care of your bean. Take care of your bean.
Hi, homie.
Yeah. Homie.
Are you a hockey fan, Mike? I don't know if we've ever
talked.
I
like hockey. Yeah. You know who my team is, homie?
No. L.A. Kings.
Washington Capitals.
Oh, very good.
So Blues got a win yesterday.
Yeah, they did. It was great.
I hope they knock off Chicago. I can't stand those Blackhawks.
Good.
Yeah. They make me want to stink.
So why do you like the Capitals?
I've gone to some games there, and I like
DJ Oshie?
No.
Ovechkin.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's fabulous.
Yep.
And I like Washington, D.C. In fact, I got a Washington, D.C. story today. Pop quiz question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Name the name of the big star who agreed to appear frontal nudity in a movie, but it was scrubbed when test audiences laughed when it came on screen. Test audience laughed. Marlon Brando, Jack Nicholson, Harrison Ford, Kevin Costner. Answer in just a minute. By the way, I talked to Jack Nicholson. I think you have the tape there.
Oh, yes,
you
we
did?
Do, yeah.
Yeah, when I asked Jack, this is before he before this ever happened, if he would ever appear nude, frontal nudity. This is before this movie was ever shot, so we don't know whether it was him or not. This is what he had to say.
Well, hell yeah, I would. I'd just go run around my birthday suit.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
How about that?
Fabulous.
Great quality. He was at the game last night, huh?
Yeah, he was. I think he only missed 26 games in the last 19 years.
Wow.
Love Nuggets, Caitlyn Jenner tells friends that she will not have reassignment surgery.
Mm.
So she'll keep the unit. And get boobs.
All right.
Odds and ends. This sounds horrible. New genre of music is coming. Barbershop quartet rap.
Barbershop.
Oh, no.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. Jennifer Lopez will spend her hiatus time from her TV show to travel with and campaign for Hillary Clinton. I don't think that's a good idea for Hillary. I mean, she'd bring J-Lo on stage. People aren't even going to know who Hillary Clinton is. They'll just be staring at J-Lo.
Oh, no kidding.
Good movie point. News. There's going to be a new franchise about World War II super agent Betty Pack from the novel The Last Good Night. This film is being positioned in Hollywood as the first big budget female James Bond.
Cool.
It'll star Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
Ben Affleck loved being Batman so much that he signed to direct and star in a new Batman movie coming out 2018. New Spider-Man coming out will drop in the theater near you July 17, 2017. John Holland will be Batman. Michael Keaton will be the villain.
Who in the heck's John Holland?
Yeah, he's done some stuff. Not a big name. Date in history. How many people there have been to Washington, D.C.?
I have.
I have not.
Not.
I mean, I've been there hundreds of times, and I love Washington. On this date in 1865... President Lincoln was shot to death at the Ford Theater in Washington, D.C. by John Wilkes Booth.
Wow.
If you ever get to Washington, D.C., I mean, the monuments, the memorials, the White House, the Pentagon, the Smithsonian, all, they're all great. But to me, the best thing that you have to see is you have to go to Ford Theater. It is exactly the same as it was the night that Lincoln was murdered, all the way down to the chair Lincoln was sitting in and the blood on it.
Wow.
Wow.
It is run by the National Park Service. After they reenact the assassination, they take you across the street to a boarding house where Lincoln was taken and lived for 9 hours after he was shot. And you get to go right into this little tiny room and stand right next to the bed that Lincoln died in. And next to the bed is a chair, and on the stand is some knitting that was done by Mary Todd Lincoln while she sat there before her husband died at his bedside. I mean, it is real history that you can actually feel a part of.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Interesting.
I thought you'd like that.
It's awesome.
And finally.
Oh.
Name the name of the big star who agreed to appear frontal nudity but was scrubbed when the test audience laughed when it came on screen. Marlon Brando, Jack Nicholson, Harrison Ford, Kevin Costner.
Man, the first one that I thought of when you said that was Jack Nicholson.
I will say, Brando.
I'm going to say Harrison Ford.
Again, you stupid ignorant.
Oh, no. All three.
In the movie For the Love of the Game, Kevin Costner appeared frontal nudity. Test audiences laughed. The scene was reshot with him wearing a robe. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Talk to you, Daddy. I'm Mike Evans. We're live out of Hollywood. I want to say.
And that would really destroy your ego or anything else, your self-esteem.
How'd you like the dailies? They were great with one problem. What? Your penis is embarrassingly small.
Well, thank you, Scott, once again.
Guys, a pleasure. Thank you. Frank, thank you for letting me sit in. We'll see you next Thursday. I'll be in. And have a great weekend, everybody.
And we're also going to see if Tim Weiland gets to go to the hockey game tomorrow.
I'm not
right?
kidding
couple
about
more
this.
Minutes.
Yeah.
And, Scott, thank you for trying. That's all I can say. I appreciate it.
You know what? If I upped it to a manslaughter charge, I think you might be able to get in the building.
Oh, my goodness.
But I won't.
My gosh.
No, I wouldn't do that. All right. Let's check traffic with Tim.
Okay. Southbound 55. Still a little bit slow after you're leaving from Arsenal down through Gascony, but then you get really heavy again from Loughborough down through Rivas Barracks. It does seem to be thinning out on westbound 70. You're just slow in the usual spot, Shreve to Jennings Station Road. Now it's from Lindbergh out through 94. On westbound 44, though, things are still bunched up between Lafayette out through Hampton. Westbound 40, heavy from Jefferson out through McCausland. You're a little bit slow from Lindbergh through Mason. And it looks like eastbound 270, still a slow spot between McDonald and 170. And this report brought to you by Account Temps. Feeling like tax season might run you over? Account Temps can offer you highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals to help. Call them today or visit accounttemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. With your Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Thursday's show, Brendan Weesey and I will break down the Cards and Brewers. We'll visit with Howard Richard to talk some Spring Mizzou football. And don't forget, Fairways and Greens comes your way in the 7 o'clock hour.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion, proud owner of a beautiful Oriental rug. And by the way, you can say Oriental rug in this PC world we live in. It's Asian people, but it's still Oriental Rugs. And I have one, and it's beautiful. I've had it for 30 years, and it looks like the day we got it. I have a great opportunity for you. Amini's is helping a company liquidate and close out their inventory of gorgeous Oriental Rugs. And it's happening right next door to Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. These are rugs of every shape and size and color and price point, and it's... I want to say a ton of rugs, but tons actually 2,000 pounds. It's certainly more than that. If you've ever thought of having a beautiful rug like this, This is the time. This is not some fly-by-night sale. When these rugs are gone, that's the end. They won't need the space that they're renting next door anymore to house all these rugs. You can actually take your rug home, see how it looks in your house, bring it back, and get another one, and the warranties are all still good until the sale is over. These are not defective rugs either, by the way, or seconds. Some are new, some are antique. But their liquidation price is 60 to 80% off. It's not a joke. It's not like a lot of these sales where they, you know, package it and sort of structure it verbally to make it sound like something it's really not. This is the real deal. 11,000 square feet right next to Amini's with over 5,000 rugs. You know where Amini's is? Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley. Get in there, take a look at these. Look at these rugs. They are gorgeous. Aminis, aminis.com.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidacare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidacare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry and light solution to pain. The Lidacare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu for long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, a man accused of making pipe bombs in a St. Louis County hotel room. So what tipped off police?
Two big rigs involved in a fiery crash along I-44. How the drivers are doing and the impact on traffic.
Plus, the latest on the search for a Baldwin couple charged with sexually assaulting a young girl.
First on Fox 2 News at 6, a man is charged with making pipe bombs in a Bridgeton hotel room.
Authorities are crediting alert Home Depot workers with foiling the suspected bomb plot. Andy Banker is here with the details. All new at 6. Andy?
You know, it's been common for authorities in recent times to go with this line. If you see something, say something.
Right.
They tell us that all the time. In this case, doing so probably saved lives. 44-year-old Douglas Herr now faces a